I don't know what will be uglier. This fight between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders down the stretch here, or the general election in the fall. But they're both going to be
The upcoming ugly. Democratic one is going to be very interesting to watch.
Why is that in your opinion?
Because they
Wayne
really are,
Kent, ladies and
yes,
gentlemen.
Good morning, everyone. Because they are quite polar opposites when it comes to their understanding of how to run the country.
I think that there are a lot of Bernie people, and I'm not making this as a universal statement at all. He's got some angry folks with him. And all you have to do is spend a little time on social media to find that. He had some supporters.
Do they really believe what he believes?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my.
There are local Democratic socialists. I saw a video of them surrounding Betsy Londrigan's car over in, to the point where, like, call the cops, scary, because she won't debate their candidate that's raised like $1,000. I mean, isn't even really like a serious candidate. Yeah, there's some angry. Now Bernie can blame it on the Russians. You know what the Russians aren't doing? Sending people to our city council meetings. I promise you that. So they're going to think this is stolen from them. Even if Joe Biden wins this thing fair and square, they are going to say it was stolen from them.
Of course they will. Of course they will.
I get why, because it's not stolen. It's the way the process works. But yeah, the rest of your party said it can't be you and ganged up.
Well, what's interesting to me when I go over, when we have guests in town, we'll often take them over to the Lincoln Presidential Museum.
See him in Springfield.
And you go through that cartoon space and where they've got all those angry. I suppose we're similar to like that. We just have louder voices now.
I like to tell Nick there was a time when people went out to the lawn and brought pistols. So there has always been a fringe of this. It's just we've got so many platforms now, you know, that everybody.
Yeah, we're shooting everybody, including the messenger off of these days.
No doubt. All right, before we get in, I've teased this story all along. You can get the story at Natakita.com. The FBI was in town yesterday, and they were here to hand out an award. And I've gotten to know I'm in this FBI Citizens Academy, which every Thursday for 10 weeks, I do 3 hours.
What are you learning?
All kinds of interesting stuff. We're only 2 weeks in. Last week, it was all about counterterrorism and Chinese industrial espionage and you know, why your kids downloading TikTok is giving everybody, you know, all of your family's information to the Chinese government. I think we're doing weapons of mass destruction is on the list.
Oh, that sounds thrilling.
It's a little chilling. But what I have found, though, that I didn't know, because the FBI seems like a sort of foreboding kind of, like institution. What great guys these are and how dedicated and professional they are.
I have a friend who's an FBI agent, and he's very serious when he needs to be serious, but he's a regular dude.
Yeah. So yesterday, the special agent in charge was over here on the Community Cares campus to give the Howard G. Buffett Foundation this award. And it is really a cool thing. There's, is there 56 individuals or organizations in the United States of America that are recognized. Now, the Springfield FBI office is over 84 counties in Illinois.
Right.
So when you say Springfield office, it sounds like they've got one everywhere. I mean, there's basically a Chicago office, and then this one has all the rest of the state, which is pretty cool. So Sean Cox is the special agent in charge, and he came over with a couple of the other folks, and they had an announcement of this award. Now, there's 56 of these sort of handed out, and then they do a big banquet in Washington, D.C., where the director of the FBI actually gives the official
might be at the
hardware. I don't know who's signing my certificate at the end of the 10 weeks. No idea. But I found these guys to be incredibly just fun people to be around, informative, and I'm really enjoying it. But they yesterday they were there. They gave this. And then Howard, because we're in the gym. Now, have you toured the whole facility over here?
I have not.
That's surprising to me.
Well, yes, it's a long story. I mean, not a long story. Just the schedule when I was approached about it didn't work out.
You should go, because I guarantee you in your congregation are people impacted by the opioid crisis, either themselves or family members. Certainly, you guys hear a lot of, you know, confessional type stuff.
Well, you know, we have employees there.
Yes.
Our church, so we're responsible for all the chaplains in Crossing Healthcare and in the opioid center. They're all our employees. So, yeah.
So anyway, it is a it's a very interesting anyway, we're there yesterday in the gym area. So Howard, being Howard, decided he wanted to do a little contest with the basketball hoop and the basketballs. And so three guys were picked out or volunteered, including the assistant special agent in charge of the FBI office in Springfield, who Sean wanted to be very clear that in this day and age, they had nothing to do with any money being handed out yesterday. This was all the Buffett Foundation. They were just there to honor Howard. And it three guys from half court, three females from the free throw court, for the free throw line. And if anybody made a basket, there was going to be a surprise. And lo and behold, the second guy in makes a half-court shot. I mean, nothing but net.
Oh, my.
So Howard gave...
I don't think I've ever... Have you ever done that?
It's been a while since I've even tried. what happened after that was a $100,000 donation was made to the center to use for whatever they want to use it for because somebody made a basket.
Well, it'd be a lovely thing to say, okay, you do that, and I'm going to give $100,000.
My feeling is the check would have been presented whether anybody made the shot or not.
Probably.
My gut feeling is he also had hoped that one would be made from the free throw line and one would be made, and then it'd be 50 for each, but $100,000 donation. But importantly, these nominations are turned in by these 56 different offices of the FBI, and then it has to be approved in Washington, D.C.
What a cool thing for our community to be recognized that way.
But my point, Wayne, is that somebody from Washington, D.C. can appreciate that, and somebody in Springfield, Illinois can appreciate that. Why are so many people here ungrateful?
There's a bit of a chip on the shoulder, it seems to me, with the number of folk in our community at present. And I don't know why that is. It feels at times similar to what it was like when I first came to town in the early 90s, and we were in the midst of... The labor war. Mm-hmm. It feels quite similar to that at moments, which is distressing to me. I know you've got the stuff, as you were mentioning, with the school board in the last half hour.
Yeah.
You got just people who can't say, okay, life is good. Do you have a roof over your head?
Wayne, we've gotten to a point where there's a contingency that are arguing for the right to drive impaired. I mean, we've lost our minds in some of these conversations.
I just go...
I mean, who is lobbying for that?
Idiots.
Right! I mean, forget how you feel about any of the issues of legalized cannabis or anything else. Why would you want more people driving impaired on our streets?
I would like to take some people and go say, come with me to Africa, where we go off the beaten bush. We're out in huts that are 12 foot round made of cow poop.
Yeah.
Cow dung, I should probably say in the radio, shouldn't I?
I think poop's okay. I'm not sure. Who knows? Federal government's got a weird sense of humor.
Yeah.
Or
and
lack
you sit,
of.
You sit there in the dark and they're smoking meat and you're going to go, okay, this is life for these people. Has been for the last 3,000 years, and it's going to be the next 1,000 at the rate things are going.
Do you ever get, when you travel abroad, do you ever come back a little miffed at America?
There are particular ways in which not to do that. It's very easy. It's called sort of missionaries, if you will. There's people who go on missions, come back, and they become angry at the United States as they get back because they go, man, we've got it all so good, and nobody realizes how good we've got it.
Not only that, but I feel like we could solve our problems. Like, where some places it almost seems like you can't solve, but you come back here and you think, if we just quit fighting with everybody, and the politicians in Washington quit dividing everybody, and people quit falling for that, we could tackle our problems.
Well, go to Cuba, where you walk, or you travel, if you can, in a borrowed car, and you do that for 8 hours to find 1 gallon of paint.
Yeah, how's socialism working?
And for us, we can go to Walmart, you can go to any hardware store, you can buy paint anywhere.
Yeah.
And don't get me started, frankly.
I'm getting you started, Wayne.
I think if a good overseas trip to a third world nation would do everybody in America the world of good.
I don't disagree at all. I remember when I got back from El Salvador, I just thought, man, We're just wasting resources here. I mean, we could not solve every problem, but we could get a long way versus what has to happen there for people to even have a shot at the basic of what we enjoy as life here.
Exactly, exactly.
And I'm sure that story is all over the world.
It's all over the world.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we work in three places, Central Asia, Kenya, and Cuba. And in all three places, third world nations for the most part.
Yeah.
And the way in which, you know, I probably it's unfair to call Kenya third world these days in some settings, but where I am, where we are out in the bush, we're 3 hours, 4 hours off the highway. It's third world.
All right. Got to take a break. We'll find out what's coming up on the direct line tonight. And, Nick, what do we have to do here with, we've got card or Atlanta tickets to give away. Is that right?
We've got one last Illini game. We've got to give away some Heinkels.
Ah, that's what I was thinking
about. Yeah, Heinkels.
About.
And the marquee could... coffee break. It's 22.
Well, hang on a second. Mr. I host this show every once in a while. I get it.
Trying to school you.
No, I know that. I'm saying we've got the final Illini game on Sunday, correct? Mm-hmm. Let's hold those for tomorrow.
Yeah, let's savor that a moment.
All right. But the Heinkels countdown to opening day, we have, it's Wednesday Wiener. It's Wiener Wednesday.
All right.
So this is the original Heinkel Wieners. And we give away, if you're caller number six, mm-hmm. right, going into this break at 875-1340, you get that. But you're also, your name goes in a drawing to win tickets to see the Cardinals on opening day, April 2nd. Baltimore Orioles
coming to town.
Yeah, a little interleague play for opening day. Caller number six at 875-1340. We'll take a quick break. The Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Millikan University has been named one of the most desired schools of the last decade by Lind.edu. What is it that puts Millikan at the top of the list for so many students? Maybe it's the outstanding graduate success rate or the option to choose from over 50 academic programs. Maybe it's the chance to get involved with more than 90 student organizations and 23 athletic teams. Students are choosing to make it Millikan now more than ever before, as Millikan recently welcomed the largest number of new traditional students in university history. Be a part of the difference. Learn more at Millikan.edu.
It's the countdown to opening day with Heinkels and Byers & Company on WSOY Decatur. Every weekday morning from now until March 27th, you can call in to win Heinkels goodies for the grill from Byers & Company and WSOY Decatur. Plus, every winner will be placed into a drawing to win a pair of tickets to the Cardinals' home opener on April 2nd against the Baltimore Orioles. It's the countdown to opening day with Heinkels Packing and Byers & Company, only on WSOY. Why Decatur?
Whether you're looking for your first home or dream home, Busey can help make it a reality. We'll provide the answers and support you need to make your dream of home ownership come true. With a variety of loan programs, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's best for you. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Coming to Kirkland Fine Arts Center, actors from the London stage performing William Shakespeare's The Tempest on Thursday, March 5th.
The minute of their plot is almost come. Well done. Avoid no more.
Actors from the London stage is one of the world's oldest touring Shakespeare theater companies. Come see five actors perform multiple roles in a dynamic night of theater. The Tempest, Thursday, March 5th at Kirkland Fine Arts Center.
You do look my son in a movie sort as if you were dismayed. Be cheerful, sir.
Tickets available online at KirklandFineArts.com or by calling 217-424-6318.
Nearly 48 million Americans have some form of hearing loss, and that can make life difficult. Perhaps you're hearing like this, and no matter how much you strain your ears, you just can't hear what's going on around you. Smith Hearing Technologies is here to change that. With our personalized program, we will conduct your hearing test, clearly explain the results in a way that makes sense, and help you find the perfect hearing aid for you from our full selection of top-of-the-line hearing aid products. Don't let your life stay muffled. Visit smithhearingtechnologies.com and start your hearing journey.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, in Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, hey, I've got to... Wayne will probably like this, too. I've got a documentary that I watched last night that popped up. You know, I told you about the Flex screen, right, where you, through Xfinity, you get, like, you don't have to do HDMIs and all this. You get, like, your Netflix. I mean, all of it in one screen. And then with the X by one remote, you can just, you know, Netflix or call up the documentary. ZZ Top has a documentary that just hit Netflix called That Little Old Band from Texas.
Was it good?
Oh, it's fantastic. And if you are a fan of ZZ Top, It's worth it alone just to see all the old stuff before they had the beards and, like, you could actually see that they were human beings. You know, and I didn't realize, you know, how...
So they've not always had those beards?
No.
When the band started?
No, you go back to the late 1960s, you know, when they got together, which I didn't, wouldn't have carbon dated them back that far either. But it's pretty, you know, Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill and Frank Beard. It's a great story. And their characters and how they created that sound. I'm going to give you a real quick one. They're in the studios. They've got a manager. They're making their, I think they'd already made an album, but they're making their second album. And the guy who's producing the album wants to overdub. But the manager, who is a former musician, doesn't want any overdubbing. So they keep beating their heads. They finally send the manager to go pick up barbecue, but they don't tell him it's 25 miles away. So he goes to pick up barbecue, and they've got an hour and 15 minutes. So they do a track. Then they detune the guitars just a little bit. They just take them off just a little bit and then play it over, and that's where that ZZ Top sound
I was unaware of
comes
that.
From. Three guys, right? You got a drummer, a bass player, and a lead guitarist. And their name, ZZ, comes from all the blues posters from their time growing up in Texas. So ZZ was actually the name of a blues artist. And they wanted something that felt like it was on the road up, you know, so Top was just a random, it kind of demystifies guys you really don't know anything about, because all you know is beard and sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't know anything about ZZ Top, really. You know stuff about Chicago, you know stuff about, you know, any of the other bands from the 60s and 70s, but ZZ Top, other than they got long beards and...
It's a nice,
a raw, very raw sound.
It's a nice bite-sized, like 90-minute, you know, documentary that's worth watching. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details. And you can find out how to get Netflix right there, all in your screen. And the X1 voice remote, the voice activated remote, is the absolute best. I mean, not fumbling with anything. Do you remember when you had to like type out the little letters?
We use it every
in
time
the
we
search.
Yes, anytime we're on TV, if we're watching Netflix, whatever, we're using that same remote, exactly what you're talking about. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Particularly have little grandkids, and they want to see something fast.
Yep.
You don't have time to do all that little typing on those.
Ooh,
buttons.
There you go. What's coming up on the direct line tonight?
Well, it's going to be a bit of a wild night in the sense that Dave Bomberg is going to be in, Joel Fletcher, Dwayne Nolan is going to be in, and Joel has invited Mark Tupper, so I don't know how we're going to put them. I think at one point they're all going to be in the studio together. I don't know. It's going to be a bit crazy.
So this is Wayne warning me, in other words. I'm going to come in here tomorrow morning, and there's going to be, like, chairs everywhere. Everybody's headphones are going to be all screwed up. The mics are all going to be turned around because they got, like, 17 people coming in.
Five. Okay. Five of us all together.
Well, there's five mics.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine, yeah. Just perfectly worked out. Yeah, so I don't know exactly. With Dave Bomberger, we are going to talk the coronavirus thing.
Good. What is your thought on this?
Well, I want to know what churches are going to do. I came across the most unusual story. So in the Christian tribe, if you will, we've got some strangers, things that like snake handling and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It's testing their faith. I came across this story out of Iran. Where
Did you just legitimize snake handling
no,
there?
I just said in our tribe, we have some like that. Okay. But in Iran, where they've got this outbreak, the practice there is this mosque has these little baubles, silver baubles on the wall, and the practice is to lick them
in
worship.
I saw a video of this.
And I'm going, what? I don't get this at all.
First of all, coronavirus, no coronavirus. My reaction to this is the exact same.
Can you imagine?
No.
Everybody licks this thing.
Although.
But then the Roman Catholics have an open cup, too, so I don't know. Is there a difference with that?
Go kiss the Blarney Stone in Ireland.
So I guess we just pass it all around, right?
Yeah.
We say we're building our immune system.
I think the handshake thing is what's hard for me, right? I mean, it is such an instinct move for me. I counted how many times I shook hands yesterday because I thought, you know, is this going to go away, you know, as a means of greeting? And I don't know, it might. But it's hard for somebody my age who's spent your whole life shaking hands.
We've told people in the church during flu season, this season, stop shaking hands, bump elbows if you need to or whatever.
I hate to give in and think that these millennials have figured out that no eye contact, learning not to speak to each other, or having any communication is actually going to be the way that we stay healthy.
I think churches have to figure this
elbow
out.
Elbow bump. So, all right. One last break, and we'll come back and wrap things up with Wayne Kent. Stay tuned. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got a high of 52 on this sunny day, and tonight partly cloudy with a low of 32. For Thursday, it's sunny with a high near 57. And for Friday, sunny with a high near 44. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:54. And this look at weather is brought to you by Woods Basement Systems. For all things basement-y.
This is Amy from Gustafson & Associates. These days, you have enough to worry about. Don't add the stress of getting your taxes done to that list. Just trust the experts at Gustafson & Associates. When you want the most for your money, trust Gustafson & Associates. When you want to make sure this year's tax preparation is a lot easier, when you want to make sure you get every deduction you're entitled to, when you want to save time, money, and headaches, trust Gustafson & Associates to give you a hand. With our skill and knowledge of the latest tax laws, our knowledgeable accountants will help you get every deduction and make sure you get the biggest refund possible. We will prepare your tax return faster and easier than you'd ever dreamed. Call 875-2500 and have the same person take care of your taxes every year. Someone you know and trust. Someone who's there to answer your questions all year long. Get the professionals who deliver personal service. Gustafson & Associates, 875-2500, located at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Pershing Road, Decatur.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ibora, and I'm asking for your vote on March 17th for Macon County Circuit Clerk. If elected, I plan on bringing fresh, innovative ideas, along with positive ideas to enhance the taxpayer experience when dealing with the Circuit Clerk's office. I plan on bringing quality service and work to improve relationships with all agencies to better serve our community and reduce government costs. On March 17th, I'm asking you to vote for me, Jennifer Ibora, Macon County Circuit Clerk.
Paid for by Friends of Ibora.
Are you looking for a job where you can have a positive impact on our local community? Then you belong at Decatur Memorial Hospital. We have job opportunities across a number of career areas, shifts, and schedule options. If you're interested in learning how you can make a difference, come see us March 12th from 1 to 5 p.m. for a hiring event located at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. Walk-ins are welcome at the event, or you can register today at jobs.choosememorial.org/events.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here, Wayne, we've only got about a minute and 30 left. I would suggest everybody go watch the bodyguard moment where Jill Biden, acting like Kevin Costner in the movie, jumps between her husband and a vegan protester on stage. You see this video from?
I did, and I heard one of his campaign people. She tweeted out that she broke a nail in the process because she's the one that carted the.
I love the still photo with the grimace on her face, and she's like body blocking for her husband.
This is his wife.
Yes, Dr. Jill Biden.
Oh, Jill Biden.
With on stage next to Joe Biden. And this is this craziness we're talking about, right? If you want to be a vegan, knock yourself out. That's what's great about this country. Mm-hmm. No one's stopping you. But the idea that you think rushing a stage with a potential presidential nominee with the Secret Service and everything else just to get your few minutes of attention?
Give it up, folks.
Stop with the crazy behavior.
Joe brushed it off. He just went right back to what he was doing.
Man, I want Whitney Houston to break into song here. It's totally out of the movie. 5 o'clock tonight, Direct Line. And if you miss it, podcasts are available on the show.
Absolutely. We have people listen to the
podcast. Absolutely. Nowdecatur.com or anywhere you get your podcast. Wayne, great seeing you.
Good to see you guys.